Hey, tonight is Monday, March 25th. This is the Gemara Shir. We're up to Moed Katan, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. And Moshe Wertenthal is not here tonight. Okay. What I'd like to do tonight is just expand upon the Gemara's ruling in the name of Shmuel on the top of the page, which we read last week, that halacha kedivrei hamekil be'ovel, that by all areas of avelus, the halacha is like whoever is more lenient. So I'd like to expand upon this, show you other cases, and some of the debate amongst Rishonim as to when we do apply this particular principle and when we don't apply this principle, and try to understand why this is the case. And are there other areas of halacha with the same thing? And the primary explanation is somewhat difficult. But if you now, so the first source in our Gemara is concerning whether an ovel is permitted to cut his or her nails. So there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama, and Shmuel says that the halacha is ki Rabbi Yossi b'moed u'be'ovel. Why? Because halacha k'divrei hamekel b'ovel. That's the first source where we, in this masechta, we came across this particular halacha. If you go to Daf Yutet Amud Bet for a minute, it's something that we already learned, but I just want to show you the application of it in this regard. This is in relationship to whether or not we paskin Miktsas Hayoin Kikulo or not. So the Gemara said, on the top of the page, the Hatanya we learned in a Braisa, Hakover es meso shlosha yamin kogam l'regel, butla mimenu gzeras shiva. Shmona yamin kogam l'regel, butla mimenu gzeras shloshim. Umigaleach erev haregel, im lo gilech erev haregel, osu ligaleach achar haregel. So the Tanakhama say that if somebody died 8 days before Sukkot, for example, so then the Shiva is terminated, and now Yom Tov is going to be Mevatel, the Shloshim itself. And when should he take a haircut? He should take a haircut Erev Yom Tov. And if he did not take a haircut Erev Yom Tov, the Gemara says he should not take a haircut after Yom Tov. We're not going to discuss that now. We'll discuss this when we get up to it. Here comes the famous case. Abba Shaul Omer, Mutu Legaleach Achar Haregel. Abba Shaul says, you're allowed to. Shekishim Shemitzvah Shlosha Mivateles Gzeira Shiva, Kach Mitzvah Shiva Mivateles Gzeira Shloshim. Fine. Another two lines later was with Gemara, which we read. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Ravina Bar Shela, halacha ke Abba Shaul. The halacha is like Abba Shaul, that we paskin mitzas hayom kikulo, and that in that one case which our Gemara said, where erev, where the seventh day is on Friday, even the Chachamim agree that we say mitzas hayom kikulo under those circumstances. And he can take a haircut Erev Yom Tov. Now, is there a surprise that we paskin like Abba Shaul in that case? Is there a surprise?
Yeah.
Why?
He's a yachid.
Because he's a das yachid. Exactly. So here, the Gemara establishes the principle that once we paskin that Hilchasa Kedivrei Hamekel Ba'avel, the rule is, even if the majority are machmir against the Das Yachid, even if the Chachamim say that we should not apply mitzvah ayom kikulo, and that's what they do. So our Gemara here on Yud Chesam Beis adds to the case that you are you override the normal rule of Yachid v'Rabim Halacha k'Rabim, and we accept the principle that Hilchasa k'Divrei Hamekil, and therefore we paskin like Abba Shaul. Now, if you take a look at the Rabbeinu Hananel for just a moment, and he says, it's on the right hand side of the page, on the bottom, second line. The bold reads Va'asikna Hilchasa Ka'abashol. The Gemara later says in the name of Nahardoi, Halacha Ka'abashol. Says the Rabbeinu Hananel, Bein Biyom Shvi'i, Bein Biyom Shloshim. We apply the Halacha of Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo, whether at the end of the Shiva or at the end of the Shloshim. Because I didn't read the lines of the Gemara, there is a debate. Some say it applies at the end of the Shiva, but it does not apply at the end of the Shloshim. What might be the logic? We'll discuss that when we get up to your Testament days. But our Gemara says, as the Rabbeinu Hananel, that we paskin like Abba Shaul entirely. However, Vahani Mili Bitashlum Shiva Ubitashlum Shloshim. This is only if the end of the Shiva or the end of the Shloshim arrive. Aval Bisman Shaharegel Mafsiko Avelus Lo. But if you're talking about somebody passes away 3 days before Yontif, well, you know when will be the last day of Shiva? Erev Yontif. Can we now apply the principle of Mitzas Hayon Kikulo, knowing darn well that there is not going to be any more Shiva under those circumstances? Or Shloshim, if the Shloshim comes 15 days or 18 days before Yontif? Says the Rabbeinu Hananel, no. We will not apply the halacha of mitzvah hayon kikulo under those circumstances. And why? And he says, because the halacha is like Rav Huna Berei de Rav Yoshua, the Omar, Hakol Modim, Sheimchal Shlishi Shelo Lios Erev Haregel, Sheosur Berechitza Ad Ha'erev. He's not allowed to take a shower or a bath until Yom Tov itself, until at night, until it's Yom Tov. So the fact that the Rabbeinu Hananel has to tell us that I don't consider the possibility of Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo indicates that there was a possibility of saying Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo on that last day. So what's the kernel of the debate, whether I apply Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo on that particular day, or is it only on the 7th or the 30th day, in relationship to Yom Tov intersecting and terminating in Avedus? What's the machloikis? The machloikis is, how do we look at Shiva when it's being interrupted by Yom Tov? You could say, one side of the coin is, that since everybody knows the calendar, you start sitting Shiva, and 3 days later is Yom Tov, you can say that the initial takana of Avelus for this family is to sit 3 days. That's the halacha of Yom Tov being mivatel the Avelus. That the takana is that there is no Shiva. What is there? Shloisha Yemei Avelus. So the last day of this Avelus is the third day. In which case, I could have said, apply the halacha of Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo, and then on Erev Yontif, the person could take a bath, can take a shave, take a haircut. No problem. However, you can say, the other way you're saying, absolutely not. that even though Yom Tov is about to come in 3 days, the halacha is he's supposed to sit Shiva. That's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to sit Shiva for 7 days. But Yom Tov comes and precludes the Shiva. But as long as that third day is still in existence, that's not the last day. That is the third day. You can't go on to day number 4. That's a different issue. So therefore, the halacha of mitzvah sayon kikulo is as the Rabbeinu Hananel says. It's only bisof hatashlum, only at the end. But I could have said in this particular case, the end was after 3 days. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and others. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, no, everyone is going to agree with me on this particular point. So that's another situation where we apply Hilchasa Kedivrei Hamekil by Avelus. Yes.
So when someone buried for Yantav starts and he sits for 5 minutes. So in that case, we are applying Mitzvah Yom Kikulo to the entire day.
Well, correct. We are. Not because we're applying it as opposed to we saw some Rishonim who said that you only apply Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, it has to be at the beginning of the day.
Right.
You can't have half the day not being Avelus, and then just the last 5 minutes. That's correct. We do in that regard. Correct. But not to say that you can do it after 1 minute. Right? It's 5 minutes before Yantif. He sits down, sits Shiva. Okay, 1 minute is also Mitzvah Sayyid. No, he's got to sit the full 5 minutes. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what it was, but when we looked at Rabbi Hananel in the past, that he also took some extreme position. I think it was a couple of weeks ago, and I can't remember what it was. And it didn't really make sense. I just can't remember what it was. But it was also Rabbi Hananel. Okay.
Okay. Good. That's another case. Then on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. A machloikis between and Av Chafa Rabbi Ham Rabbi Yochanan Kol Makom. Yeah. Yeah. So there is a machloikis. I'll show you exactly where it is. It's on Chaf Amud Aleph, 4 lines after the lines get wide. Middle of the line, 4 lines, Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara is going to discuss what we call Shmua Kroiva and Shmua Rechoika. If you hear you are not present at the burial, nobody told you about the passing, and you were told at a later time. So there is one halacha for Shmua Kroiva, if you hear it within X number of days, usually 30 days, or Shmua Rechoka when you heard it after the 30 days. So the Gemara quotes a brisa. Shmua Krova nohege shiva u'shloshim. Shmua Rechoka eino noheges elo yom echad. Somebody who hears after 30 days, he only observes 1 day of Shiva. Ezohi krova ve'ezohi rechoka. Krova betok shloshim, rechoka la'acha shloshim. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. V'achachamim oimrim, achas shmua krova ve'achas shmua rechoka nohege shiva u'shloshim. Rabbi Akiva says, excuse me, the Chachamim say, makes no difference. You always observe a full Shiva. Now, there is a rule concerning paskening like Rabbi Akiva. The rule is, halacha ki Rabbi Akiva mechave ro. Whenever Rabbi Akiva argues with anybody in the world, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. However, ain halacha ki Rabbi Akiva mechave rov. When he argues with more than one person, the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. Here he's arguing with the Chachamim. Nonetheless, even though we would normally not paskin like Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is formulated in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. So that's the next line of the Gemara. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol makom sh'ata motzei yachid mekil ve'rabim machmirim, halacha kerabim. Anytime the yachid is mekil and the rabim are machmir, the halacha is you take the more stringent approach. Chutz mizu. She'af al pi sh'Rabbi Akiva mekil v'chachamim machmirim, halacha kerabbi Akiva. Amar Shmuel, halacha kedivrei hamekil ba'avel. So this is another case where we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, based on the kula of avelus. So here, at least, I hear a chiddush, because nor based on the normal rules of hora'ah, I would normally paskin against Rabbi Akiva, and under those circumstances, even though what we are dealing with is a din d'rabbanan. So you have no right to say that if we have a, we don't know who the halacha is like. So we're dealing with a din d'rabbanan. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's automatically going to be sveika d'rabbanan l'kula. Here, the Gemara has said the halacha should normally be like the chachamim, and they are machmir. But this idea of a derabbanan is going to play a role as to why, whether it's derabbanan or doraisa, as to whether or not we would say hilchasa kedivrei hamekil ba'avelus. We'll see that in just a moment. Just a moment. Yeah. Then there is another case where the Gemara quotes this particular psak. If you go to Yutes Omer Aleph, in the Mishnah, four lines from the end of the Mishnah, Rabban Gamliel Omer, Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim Kiragolim. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are treated like the Shalosh Regalim, and they are Mivatel, Shiva, and Shloshim. The Chachamim Oimrim, Lo Kedivrei Zeh, V'Lo Kedivrei Zeh. Ela Atzeres Kiragolim, Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim Kishabbos. There is a discussion about Shmini Atzeres. I don't want to go into that now. We will talk about it. But at least Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, say the Chachamim, you treat Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur like Shabbos. In other words, you don't sit Shiva on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but it's not Mevatel the Aveilus, just like Purim, like we observed on Purim. So here, the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel. We paskin that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is Mevatel the Aveilus, even though, once again, it's against the majority of the Chachamim, because Hilchasa Kedivrei Hamekil in relationship to Avelus. In relationship to Avelus.
Can't you make the argument that there could, if someone, God forbid, dies on Rosh Hashanah, right? So the Mekil aspect would be to start the Shiva on Rosh Hashanah, but you can't do it on Rosh Hashanah, and then
nobody says that.
Right, but I'm saying, if you're assuming Rosh Hashanah, if Rosh Hashanah Mevatel, it's the same one.
But it had to be, before. It had to be, same thing with Sukkos.
But I'm saying, but the same halacha that it would break it would be means you can't start on Yom Tov, right?
Correct.
So, but you could make the argument that that would be also machmir at times, right? Because if you had someone die in Rosh Hashanah, if, then you have to start the Avelus on the third day and have a full 7 days afterwards, as opposed to, you know, starting it, I don't know, now, and then going after, you know.
I don't see the connection.
It was like Shabbos.
It doesn't. Somebody dies on Shabbos. It doesn't start the Shiva. Because there's no kfura. You can't start shiva until there's kfura. So on yantav you're allowed to have kfura also. Al yaday gai. And then we don't apply the shiva. You have kfura, but because it's yantav, the shiva can't start. That is true. If they buried on yantav, al yaday amamin.
So if you buried on Rosh Hashanah.
And right. They bury you on the first day of Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah,
you do not start the shiva until after Yantav,
which is more machmer than starting it on the first day of Rosh Hashanah and just not keeping it, because then you have 7 full days of shiva as opposed to 5 days of shiva.
Okay, but there has to. You can only say Hilchasa Kedivrei HaMekil if there is a Mekil.
Right.
There is no Mekil who says you start the shiva on Rosh Hashanah.
But I would say it's the same.
There is no.
It's the same logic.
You can't
make it up. Rosh Hashanah either breaks it. Or doesn't start, and it's the same one as it breaks it. It's the same reason, right?
No.
What would be the different reason about starting it on Yantiv versus...
Because the halacha is that Yantiv can be mevatel avelus. Mevatel it has to be in existence first. But if it's not in existence, Yantiv has no impact on it.
But it won't start it either.
Correct.
The same reason, though. No? It won't start Yantiv. Shiva doesn't start Yantiv for the same reason as it won't as it breaks it.
It might be. It might, but it might not be, because if it doesn't, if you don't start the shiva on Rosh Hashanah, it might be okay. It might be, but I don't see how it impacts.
Because that could be because then you're machmer. Then you're actually machmer in this scenario for that, because you're getting a full 7 days.
But that's because you're assuming that somebody would have entertained the possibility that you should start the count. Then you would say, which one is the more lenient approach? But there is no such shita who says you start the shiva on yantiv. There ain't no such animal. So you can't say, hilchasek divrei hamekel. There is no divrei hamekel in this regard. There's only a machmir position. It is a chamer position, that you're going to have to sit the full shiva after Rosh Hashanah. But the reason why you can't entertain divrei hamekel, because there is no divrei hamekel in this regard. Yeah.
When did they formulate the possibly the Mekel position? This was Shmuel. That he didn't create that opinion.
No, but it did. It was an Amoraic decision. There is never a Tana who said so. It is authored by either Shmuel or Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who's also an Amora. Also an Amora, and it's all of the statements concerning. Kula, we're going to read the Gemara about Erevin. We're going to read the Halacha about Mitzvah Sakluyis Ba'aretz, that we're Mekel and Chutz La'aretz. All Amoraic positions. And it's interesting, some say it's only in a Machloikis Tanayim. But in a Machloikis Amoraic, we'll see in a second. Go now to page number 1 of the source sheet. The Bahad applies it in one of his cases too. So, in order to appreciate it, go to page number 2 first, which is a Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, very famous Gemara. We know that Shmini Atzeres, on the one hand, is the 8th day of the Yontav of Sukkot. That's why it's called Shmini. And on the other hand, it's a regel b'fnei atzmo. And there is a mnemonic, a very famous mnemonic, called Pazar Kashav, it's in the first line, referring to 6 different halachos for which the Yontav of Shmini Atzeres is not necessarily related to the Yontav of Sukkot. Now, take a look on the right-hand side, the Reish. Regel Bifnei Atzmo. How does Rashi interpret Regel Bifnei Atzmo? She'ein Yoshvin Basukkah. Okay, for 7 days you sit in the sukkah. Shmini Atzeres, you don't sit in the sukkah. If you look on the left-hand side, Tosfos has another interpretation of Regel Bifnei Atzmo. The Regel Bifnei Atzmo, Le'inyin Shetoun Lina. Lina means that when you come to Yerushalayim for bring a korban, you can't take the return trip, the return bus ticket, and return the exact same day. You have to spend at least 1 night at a good hotel in Yerushalayim before you go home the next day. So I could have thought that the halacha of lina is only about a shalish megalim. So the Mishnah says, no, it's regular lifnei atzmai. That if I come to the Beis HaMikdash on Shmini Atzeres, I cannot go home in the morning of Shmini Atzeres. I have to spend, I have to wait till the next day. Can't go home the same day. Got to wait until the next day. V'Rabbeinu Chananel Mifaresh Le'inyin Sheyidache Avelus. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, Shmini Atzeres is Mevatel Avelus. Mevatel Avelus. So if somebody passes away before Sukkos, so Sukkos will be Mevatel the Shiva, and Shmini Atzeres will be Mevatel the Shloishim. That's the Rabbeinu Chananel's interpretation of Regel B'fnei Atzmo. However, we don't paskin that way. We will say that it's not Mevato the Shloshim, but it counts as 7 full days of the Shloshim. And that is the Psak of the Baha. And he quotes why. Take a look at page number 1 again. Veheka de Misle Meis Kodem Chagasukos Yoma Achad Otre yome, otlase yome, somebody who dies before Sukkot, a day before, 2 days, 3 days, butla mimenu gzeira shiva. So Yontav terminates the shiva. The regel gufe shiva. And Yontav itself, the 7 days of the chag, are also 7 days. So somebody dies erev Yontav and he sits shiva that one day. Now after Sukkot, he has 14 days of the Shloshim already covered. Because when you are Mevato the Shiva, it counts like 7. Now 7 days additional, that's already 14. Harei Arba'a Sayom. V'yom Shmini, V'yom Chi, Dohu Regel B'fnei Atzmo, and Shmini Atzeres. And for us in Chutz La'aretz, Shmini Simchas Torah, Hu K'regel Shalem Shiva Yamin. That passage of 1 day of Shmini Atzeres counts like an extra 7. Hare Echad ve'esrim yom. Nakit le lebasar moed. How many days are left? Tisha yome lemish laman shloshim yom. What's left is only 9 days left to the Shiva for shloshim yom. Now we even go one step further. We count Simchas Torah like a... like another day. Shmini Atzeres is 7 days in itself. Now Simchas Torah, and how many days are left? Only 8 days are left for the Shloshim. And he explains, why do I say that? Mido Omar Shmuel, Halacha Kedivri HaMekel Ba'avel. What does this mean? The Bahag knows that not everybody believes that the word Regel Bifnei Atzmo has anything to do with Avelus. I showed you Rashi, I showed you Tosfos. Well, how do I know who to paskin like? The Gemara never paskins a question that are debated by Rishonim as to how to interpret. So there are some who say that the word Regel B'fnei Atzmo has nothing to do with Avelus. In which case, how many days the Shmini Atzeres of the Shloshim count? How many days? 1. That's it. And then you have 16 days left after Yom Tov, and then comes Shmini Atzeres, so you have 15 days left to the Shloshim. But some say that it does. Who do you paskin like? Says the Baha. Hilchus k'divrei Avelus k'divrei HaMekel. So therefore, even though there are lots of interpretations concerning how to interpret the phrase Regel B'fnei Atzmo, I, Balalochis Gedolos, I'm going to take one that refers to Avelus and apply it because of this rule of Hilchasa Kedivrei HaMekel Bavet, which is an extension, because some of the other people are not even talking about Avelus. And in that regard, they are machmir. They're not machmir about Avelus. They say it's not talking about Avelus. Nonetheless, he applies it. Yes.
I mean, this is the sort of thing that I think only an accountant could have put together. Because I 7 days count, but I'm looking at Rashi. I don't know what the chiddush in Rashi is, because the pasuk says you have to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. So I don't know what the chiddush is. And the Torah, it says,
that's exactly why everybody disagrees with Rashi. It's a very good point. All Rishonim say, the Ritva, the Rashi, all write that. How can Rashi say that it doesn't? What havaminu would there be that you sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres if the pasuk says basukas teishas shivas yamim? That's exactly the question which all Rishonim ask. That's why they have other interpretations. Good point. Yes. So that's another illustration of this. Yes.
There was one opinion that said it would actually mevatel shoshim by as well. We should pass on that one. Someone, there was an opinion that said that Shemini Atzeres as a regal, then mevatel shoshim completely. We should.
There is the Rabbeinu Chananel.
So why don't we pass on like that?
Because he. That's a good question. Maybe that's a good question. The Rabbeinu Chananel says it's mevatel shloshim. Why did the Baha go that far? I don't know. Maybe you never heard it about Rabbeinu. I don't know. I can't answer that question.
But is that consistent with what we saw with Rabbeinu Chananel that you showed us a few minutes ago, where he took more of a stronger position, saying it's not mevatel?
No, because he believes that that's the only. Just because we say Hilchasa Kedivri HaMekel doesn't mean that by definition you have to make up leniencies. He believes that the definition of Mitzvos Hayom Kikulo only applies at the end of a unit. Even though I could have said, if that's the definition, I can't make up just because I want to be lenient. Then there is another machloikis, page number 3, a she'iltos of Rav Achoy Gaon. In a very difficult to understand machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. This sanya we learned in a brisa. Kiyem kfias hamita shlosha yamim kaidem haregel eino tzorich lichafosa achar haregel. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. If somebody observed kfias hamita, one of the obligations of an ovel is that their bed is turned over. The way they used to have a bed was a little straw on the floor and then something to, on top of the straw. So an ovel has to turn over his bed and like sleep on the straw part for the amount of the shiva. Today we don't have kfiyas hamita. The Rav was of the opinion that kfiyas hamita is not a halacha in the gavra of an ovel, it's a halacha in the base ovel. In order to demonstrate that this is a base ovel, they used to turn over the bed. That's why he said, once it became impractical, because our beds, you can't turn them over and sleep on the springs, that's why we cover the mirrors. The covering of the mirrors became the symbol of a base ovel. But for some reason, Rabbi Lezer says that if he had the bed turned over at least 3 days, then after Yontif, he doesn't have to observe it any longer. The Chachamim Aimrim, afilu yom echad, afilu shoachas. What difference should it make between kfiyas hamita and any other halacha of avelus? Once the Yontif comes, even if it's 1 hour, 1 day or 1 hour, Yontif comes, you don't have to continue after Yom Tov.
How long was it?
What?
How long? Was
7 days.
7 days.
Normally 7 days. Sure. Ravina ikla l'sura depras. Ravina came to Sura near the Euphrates River. Omale Rav Chaviva misura depras l'Ravina. Hilchus Amai. Who is the halacha like? Hilchus Kirabi Eliezer Dama Gimel Yamim? Or Hilchus Kirabana da Amri Afilu Yomechad Vafilu Shoachas? My timer. Halacha Kedivre Hamekil Be'ovel. So that's why he would say that halacha is like the Chachamim against Rabbi Eliezer. The question is, why would Kfiyas Hamita be the, when we get to the sugya of Kfiyas Hamita, we'll elaborate, but it could be related to this idea that nihugei habayis are not subject to complete bitul as a result of the yontif. When do we say, what's the logic and the rationale for terminating avelus? Asi simcha derabim umivatel avelus deyachid. This halacha of kriyas hamita is not an expression of my, it's not my avelus expression. It's the bias. The bias doesn't have to be besimcha. The bias might have to be an expression for 7 days. And therefore he holds, we'll talk about it even more when we get to that sugya, that if you don't have it on Yantiv, but after Yantiv, you have to be mashlim the 4 days, but he says that's not the halacha because of Hilchasa Kedivrei HaMekil Ba'avelus.
Shouldn't the halacha like a chachamim anyway?
What?
Shouldn't be the halacha like a chachamim anyway?
Correct. Yes. It's a good question. But that's a good question. Very good question.
So today the mirror will be covered.
According to Rabbi Lezer, you would continue covering the mirrors after Yantiv. That's correct.
And through Yantiv also,
no? He admits that you don't do it on Yantiv.
But can't you also argue that the Asi Simcha Derabim also could apply towards the end of Yantiv or even Chol Hamoed?
It does. And that's why you don't do it until after Yantiv. You don't resume until after Yantiv.
You don't resume, but it doesn't.
No. On page 4, there's a very interesting case which has both a chumrah and a kula built into the exact same case. Here is the case. We know that there is a halacha that you have to be podeh your bechor after 30 days. If the baby dies, unfortunately, 29 days and before, everybody says you do not have to be poda your child. And if you did already give the money in advance for some stupid reason, you can get it back from the kohen. Get it back from the kohen. Because there was no chiyuv whatsoever. The question is, what happens if he dies on the 30th day itself? So now tell me, Rabotai, what's going to be spinning? Don't even look at the Gemara inside. Tell me what's spinning through the Gemara's mind. Mitzvah Kekulo. And what do we say about that 30th day? Treat it like the 31st because of Mitzvah Sayyam Kekulo. Or not. In which case, it would be treated as if the baby died on the 29th day. Or if he was treated like, if you said Mitzayon Kukulo, it's as if he died on the 31st, in which case there was a real chiyuv of Pidyon HaBen. So let's see what the Gemara says in the Choras. Meis b'shloshim shloshim yom, ki yom shelifanav. What does that mean?
29.
You treat, no, shelifanav, what's in front of it. La'acharav is what passed through it. So you treat it like day number 31. And he's chayav in Pidyon HaBen. Because we would say, Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. The end of the 30th day was the end, was in the morning, and now it's already day number 31. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Im Nosan Lo Yito, V'im Lo Nosan Lo Yite. Rabbi Akiva says, I'm not 100% sure. Therefore, we say, Hamoitzi Michaveiroi Olof Araya. If you gave the money, too bad, the Kohen doesn't have to return it. But if you didn't give the money, the Kohen can't seize it, and you can keep the money. Fine. Now, four lines later in the Gemara says, Amar Avashi, Hakol moedim le'inyan avelus yom shloshim ki yom shelefanav. Everybody says that we paskin that in relationship to avelus, no doubt we will treat yom shloshim like day number 31. Why? Amar Shmuel, because halacha divrei hamekel ba'avel. Because I can have the same debate about avelus as I do for Bechor. Do I treat day number 30 as day number 31? Or do I treat day number 30 as day number 29? Well, if it's day number 29, I still can't shave. If it's day number 31, I can shave. So it is possible to have a split psak about the very same day, depending on which halacha you're talking about. When you're dealing with Avelus and we applied halacha, halacha kederi hamekel, everybody's going to say, you can shave and do whatever you want. But the kayin, if you have not yet paid your 5 silver coins, the kayin can say, you took a shave, it's already tomorrow. Pay me my 5 silver coins. No, you can say no. It's still the 20, it's as if it's the 29th day. And it's still the middle of the Shloshim. And the Shloshim Yom have not yet passed. And so you can have, in relationship to the exact same phenomenon, a split decision in halacha.
Don't we have a ben yishuvi salach l'mayrim?
No.
No?
No. You're allowed to make a pinyan ben at night, but it has to be after the 30 days. So if we don't say mitzvah sayon kukulo by pinyan ben. We actually don't. We say you need a full 30 days. And therefore on the 31st at night, you can make a pinyan ben. There's no halacha of yoin. Opinion of it, even though some people think so, but there is no such halacha that has to be.
Why
at night.
Don't we say mixayim?
It's a good because the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that has to be a full 30 days. I forgot which pasuk because it says, there's a word extra tifteh, whatever it was.
And why is there a question here then? What's the whole sugya about mace?
Yeah,
do you need 30 days? So
because the Gemara is introducing whether mitzvah hayom should apply, irrespective of that particular halacha, or the Gemara is not aware of it at this point. Yeah,
I'm sorry. The question is whether you include it for the baby dies on the
30th day.
On the 30th day, you're talking about it could be lekula because of 30 days afterwards. You mean? When is this? What are you worried about? You're worried about either starting the Avelus on the 30th day.
No, I'm not starting Avelus. I'm ending the Avelus. Let's assume, Here's the case. Somebody's parent died on the day his wife gave birth to a child.
Yeah.
First. So the Shloshim and the Pinyan HaBen are going to come out at the same time. So day number 30, in relationship to Avelus, will be said, it's over and done with. Because we go like Lakula. But in relationship to Bechor, if you did not pay the Kohen yet, he cannot seize that child and say, the baby was born, this is day number 31 already. It's not. It's still day number 30. If it's day number 30, I'm not Chayef and Pinyan HaBen, treated like day number 29. So the same day could go in two different Piskei Halacha, depending on what the issue is.
Well, it's not a question of the baby dies on the 29th or the 30th.
That is a question.
Oh. No. What's that?
Well, here's a question.
Yeah.
In this case, the baby died on the 30th.
Yeah. Then let's go now for a second to page number 6. Skip 5 for a minute. Which is the Rabbeinu Yohonasan of Lilunel, his commentary on the Rif. And he says, I'm going to give you another application of Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel. Wherever you have a Gemara, and the Gemara ends in a teku, no resolution in the Gemara. So he gives examples, because his commentary is on Daf Moed and Moed Katan. If you remember correctly, if you go back for a second to Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. On the bottom of Tes Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara had stated that an Ovel is Chayiv and Kfiya Samita. So if you remember that Gemara, the whole Gemara dealt with whether or not we can apply the laws of Avelus to a Mitzora and a Menuda. Can we or can we not? So the Gemara in line 2 on Tesvav Amud Beis asked the question in the middle of the line. Menuda u'mitzora mahein b'kfiya samita. Does a menuda or a mitzora require kfiya samita? Says the Gemara, teku. Says the Rabbeinu Yonas and Milanel. V'chol teku dehayin yana, every teku in this Gemara, where it was unresolved about whether we apply a halacha of avelus to a mitzora and a menuda, kidamrina, we go lakula. Kidamrinan halacha kidivrei hamekel ba'avel. The chol hani de amrinan din avelus lahem. All of these carryovers are because of the common feature of avelus that a menuda and a mitzora have in relationship to an avel. Fine. So the mere fact that the Gemara says we go l'chumra under those circumstances, excuse me, go l'kula, it's based on Hilchos HaKedivrei HaMekel be'avel. Now, what do you have to think about the Rabbeinu Yohanan's statement? Had such a halacha not existed, there was no statement of Shmuel who says halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avel, what would we have said about a mitzora and a menuda? Let's focus on mitzora for a second. You might say that what? That you go l'chumra because there are din d'oraisas. Exactly. And not only is the institution of mitzora a da'oraisa, but even such these halachot, which don't really have a biblical source, that a mitzora would, don't forget, there is no source whatsoever. What's the only reason why I might apply to menuda and mitzora? Because they're compared to avel. But if not for that halacha, I probably would have gone and said that I'm going to go to Chumra. Because the once the halacha is that by a sfeika d'oraisa you go to Chumra, you carry along all of the rules and regulations, even on a part, an aspect, that would only be the Rabbanan. Because the Ikar Hadin is a d'oraisa. The Ikar Hadin is a da'oraisa. Just one second. I just want to give one famous illustration. Somebody was not sure. Somebody ate bread and was not sure if he said Birchas Hamazon. So, according to 99% of all Rishonim, the only bracha which is da'oraisa is Birchas Hamazon. The Ramban says Birchas HaTorah also a da'oraisa, but everybody else says just Birchas Hamazon. Fine. Why do you have to repeat it? Because Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra. If you're not sure whether you made any other bracha, Birchas Hanenin, Birchas Shevach, you go l'kula. Always l'kula. So the Beis Halevi asked, how much of Birchas Hamazon must you say? Just the first three brachos? Because the first three brachos are d'oraisa, and we'll say Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra. Or do you say, no, you have to say the fourth bracha also, even though it's only the Rabbana, Biyavna Tiknua, and he paskins, you have to say all four. Because once something is treated like a d'oraisa, all of its details, its sidebar halachos, are also treated like a d'oraisa, and that would apply here as well, if not for the fact that we paskin like Shmuel, that Hilchasa Kedivrei Hamekil Be'ovel. Yes?
This is, I guess, a fundamental question. Are a menuta and a mitzora, say, required to put on tefillin? They're required to be shown Shabbos? Because if the answer is yes, which I'm guessing, it's just a punishment, a mitzora is an affliction, a menuta is a punishment, why wouldn't anything else apply to them? Why would
no, the Gemara went through all of the laws of Avelus and ask, do they apply to the menuda?
Why shouldn't they? Because if the menuda,
because where do we, where would we see that a menuda is in a category of an avel? Well, you know, he might share some similarities, but he's not an avel.
But if there's
same thing on metzora.
But if there's a commonality of perhaps of halacha, but to say you don't have, so menuda doesn't have to observe.
He does. An avel has to observe every mitzvah. That's an onein who does.
No, I'm saying an avel.
There's no aninus by a mitzvah.
But if there's a menuda and a mitzvah, they have to be shown Shabbos. They have to put on full.
Of course. They have to observe every mitzvah of the Torah.
So why even ask about Tfilas Amida?
Because it's an expression of avelus.
Right.
And we're making a comparison between... Exactly, the Gemara makes this comparison. Okay. Psukim make these comparisons.
Oh, they're not during the...
They're not available.
I see, I see.
They are just mitzora, just
leper. I see why during the...
Yes. That's when you just started joining. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
We compare mitzora and menuda not because... We compare their halachos... Not because they are like Avelos. We compare Chalamoit to Avelos too. We don't say the Chalamoit is like Avelos.
Where do we compare Chalamoit to Avelos?
No, for laws of what you could do before, you know, if you have, if they...
That's correct. That's true. Right.
We don't say that it's Avelos. So just because you compare the Halachas of Mitzor and Avelos to each other, it doesn't mean that... No, I mean, we don't say Chalamoit, we're Makel by Chalamoit because we're Makel by Avelos.
You don't have to, because there is no Avelos. There's nobody who says you do Avelos on Chol Shamoah.
No, but we compare the halachas of each other, right? We learn from each other the halachas.
But not in regard to observing Avelos on Chol Shamoah. The comparison is just in relationship to whoever could not have done something because of Chol Shamoah. We apply those laws to if you could not have done something because of Avelos.
That's what we do with Mitzorah, the same thing. If they can't.
Mitzorah is because he's Nihu. We compare him to an Avel. So just as an Avel has 5, 10 prohibitions, we're going to apply all of them to a Mitzorah. Or do we not apply them to Mitzorah? Now, there are other areas of Halacha where we also follow the Makel. Page 7, a Gemara and Eruvin. My Klola. The Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha kedivrei hamekil be'eruv. By all questions of eruvin, eruvei chatzeros, eruvei tchumin, eruvei tavshilin, all areas of eruv, whenever there is a debate, take the more lenient opinion. Take the more lenient opinion. Then take a look at. Now, the reason why many Rishonim say you have such a halacha is because the entire concept of Eruvin is only midrabbanan. There is one shita, that's Rabbi Akiva, who believes Eruvei Tchumin are the Oraisa. But he is a minority in that regard. Most believe that all topics of Eruvin are only Dinde Rabban. And that is the explanation which the Ramban will give in his Sefer called Toras HaAdam on page number 8. The Ramban wrote a Sefer called Toras HaAdam. And he's got lots of units in it. It's not a well-known Sefer. It's not published very frequently.
What's it about?
Laws that apply to a person. It has a section on Avelos, a section on Smachot, and things like that. And many of the halachas of Avelos originate from the Ramban's Torah Sa'adah. So he writes, Uma Shepasku Halacha Kedivri HaMeikah Ba'avel Yesh Loimar Mipnei Shelo Matzu Machlokes Shebe'evel Ella Bishel Devrayim. The only reason why we paskin halacha yudei megel, because there is never a debate about anything in Avelos that touches upon a d'oraisa. Every issue in Avelos is only midrabbanan. Kigon, b'miktzah shvi'i kekulo, Do we apply mixes ayam kekulo? Ubinatilas tziparnayim. Ubibam mimakam rachok mishlosha ve'elech in moneimayim. Ubishmua rechoka. Uklolo shaldavar. Bikdikduke sofrim shechmiru al ikor avelos Torah. Now, the truth is that some believe that that some of the dikduke sofrim shehachmiru al ikor avelus a Torah, and he is not happy with this, to claim that dini avelus a dini d'oraisa. And he stands by his case that all dine avelus are the oraisa. Excuse me, are the rabbanan. And the impression that he gives is that had something been a doraisa, we would not paskin hilchus or kedivrei hamekel in that regard. For example, take a second, 1 second. What about kriya? So kriya, according to many rishonim, mo is a din doraisa, because the pasuk itself says by Aaron that bigdechem al tifrom, don't rip your garment because you're an exception, Aaron. Apparently everybody else has to rip their garment. So and many rishonim say that is true. Avelus lechud ukriya lechud. Take a look at page 9 on the Ritva, who comments, who bases his remarks on the Ramban. Achvelus lechud ukriya lechud. Yes, Shapirshu, Mishum da Avelus de Rabbanan, Ukriya midoraisa. And therefore, if there is any machloikis about Kriya, you do not necessarily take the Divrei Hamekil in relationship to Kriya. You do not take the necessarily the case. Umfima Shikasvulel, Kosavulel. Sheyesh sovim de kriya nami de rabbanan ukra'i kulu asmachta ba'alma. All of these psukim are asmachta ba'alma. And somebody else asked me in shul once, what's the rule when we see a drushas chazal, when do we know that we take it seriously and it's a din d'oraisa, and when do we say no, it's a din de rabbanan and the pasuk is only Asmachtabam? I haven't the foggiest idea. There is no golden rule. Sometimes they say this way, sometimes they say that way. Nonetheless, afal pi shigam kriya midrabanan lo nosan shmuel haklal hazeh elabavelus. The mere fact that I would hold that kriya is the rabbanan does not necessarily mean that hilchasah kedivrei hamekil the kriya. In which case, the reason why I hold hilchasah kedivrei hamekil ba'avelus is not necessarily because it's the rabbanan. That can't be the reason. Because if that was the only factor, we could not necessarily explain why for the Rabbanan of Kriya we would go Lechumra. Why should I?
Maybe the Asmach is enough to bump it up a little bit.
Perhaps. That is possible.
Well, why is he assuming it's the same thing, Kriya and Avelis, in the first place?
What? Why? Because they're all related to Avelis. When do you have to rip Kriya?
I thought you rip Kriya because you have a Chol HaMoed, and you don't do Avelis of Chol HaMoed.
But it's related to Avelis. Why? Because you suffered a loss. You see the destruction of the Mikdash. You see the destruction of Yerushalayim. So then, all of those things trigger the obligation of Kriya. But there must be another idea as to why Avelus and Eruvin. After all, these are not the only two institutions in our calendar or Nihugim that are only Midrabbanan. That's not the case. There are lots of things that are only Midrabbanan. Take, for example, the recitation of Hallel. The Rambam writes, Kriyas HaMegillah Le'olam Mitzvah Midivrei Sofer. So So we necessarily going to say that every time there's a machloikus about halal, you go lekula? We don't say that. So the mere fact that something is the Rabbanan, Chanukah is a din the Rabbanan. We don't necessarily say that the halacha is you go lekula every machloikus by Hilchas Chanukah. So I'm struggling. I don't have a good answer. Why Avelus and Eruvin and one other area, which we'll read in a minute, do we say that by these areas we automatically go lekula? I don't quite understand. The Ramban said it because it's the Rabbanan. But there are other derabbanans. So the fact that it's a derabbanan doesn't necessarily give us the full picture.
Maybe because of the human element, you know, the suffering by Avelus, maybe the inconvenience of Erevin. So
okay, but you could probably come up with something for everything else. Every other derabbanan. Yeah.
So with this point of the Ramban, Dikduke Sofrim, is that the reason behind Tisha B'Av that we can go L'chumra? That already once you get to Divrei Sofrim, it's bumped up to a higher level.
I don't think he necessarily meant that. He might have. He might have. There, you don't have to need a, you don't need an explanation by Tisha B'Av. The Gemara itself, in Psachim, the fourth parak, says that that Tisha B'Av follows the guidelines of Yom Kippur. Gemara says, so it's not because it's not any more Divrei Sofrim than Shivasa B'Talmas, where the Gemara doesn't say that. Technically, after the Shkia, you're allowed to eat on Shivasa B'Talmas and Tanis Esther and all of that stuff. Yeah.
Being Mermikal at the end of Tisha B'Av after Chatzot is not from Mitzvah Yom Kippur, it's from a different...
Different halacha. It's a different halacha. What exactly that halacha is also a good question. Because the main burning of the Mikdash took place late in the afternoon. So that's... You'll ask me on Tisha B'Av. Or the Shabbos before, if I give a shir on that. Yeah. Yeah, just one. If you go to page 11 for just a moment... Yeah, take a look at, this is the Rabbeinu Yonah on the Rif in Maseches Brachos, where this is the third parak of Maseches Brachos, which deals with Aninus and Avelus. So the question was, about Aninus, Aninus on Shabbos. Somebody's an onein on Shabbos. So there is a machloikis between the Tanakama and Rab Shimon and Rab Gamliel. If you look at the Vaharabenu Rab Yosef, that's the Rimagash. Rimagash is the Rambam's Rebbe. Pirush the Tanakama of Rab Gamliel ben Moshus lechova kamiflugi. The Tanakama Savar, Chayav bechol hamitzvos hoamuros betorah. That on Shabbos, an onein is chayev in all mitzvos of the Torah, and the exemption of aninus, patur, mikol ha-mitzvos, doesn't apply. U'bitashmish hamita harushus biyado. Im yirtze yishamesh, mitzvos ona. V'im yirtze yaniyah. As to having relations on Friday night, that's up to him. If he wants to have relations, that's fine. If not, also okay. Rab Gamliel Omar, lo tomar rishus. Don't say that having relations is a rishus. Ela kimo shikol shar hamitzvos chayvon lekayman. Just as on Shabbos, an onein is obligated to fulfill all mitzvot, Gam kein mitzvas ona mitzvah min ha-Torah. The mitzvah of having relations is also a mitzvah of the Torah. Pasuk says, She'era tsusa ve'onasa lo yigra. V'chayiv la'asosa. Everybody has to engage in this. Engage in this. Fine. So later on, he writes, in the next paragraph, Aval le'inyan hapsak, Omer mori harav. Don't forget the Rabbeinu Yonah is written by Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. So now he's quoting his Rebbe. We have to finish because Marv's going to start in a minute. And he writes in the fourth line. See, he quotes that the Yerushalmi disagrees with the Bavli. And he says, halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avel. The afal pi sha'adayin lo nikbar hames velo chal ikor avelus. This machloikis can't really be talking about avelus because there is no avelus until after the kfura. So what am I saying? I'm going to resolve the halacha based on the rule of halacha divrei hamekel. Why afilu hachi kevan shigam ze mipnei ha'avelusu halacha kedivrei hamekel. Since aninus is as a result of a loss, and it's somehow conceptually tied to what? To avelus, I am going to apply the rule of halacha kedivrei hamekel by avelus even for aninus. We'll stop here. Continue next of us.
He would apply it to Kriya also then.
What?
He would apply it to Kriya also possibly.
He might. Yes. Yes, I believe he would.
We'll just see the Shabbat sitting in the shtetl, you know, mitzvahs on the Shabbos like this. It sits down like this. People say, look at the Shabbos. I can just see. But why would a menuda and a mesorah, what's the hava minu for even comparing them, to ask the question?
Because the Gemara had quoted a pasuk that seems to establish that there's an element of avelus for all. It was based on a drash of a pasuk, not the most compelling psukim proof. That's what happened.
You know that kind of said, listen, you've been outcast, you've been thrown out of the community, you shouldn't mourn, you're no longer a part of the community.
Right, but why a pasuk? I can hear it.
Yeah.